Welcome to Untamed, the wild little sister of Undefined By, featuring off-the-cuff conversations with guests that don't make it to the main episode. And as you'll see in this bonus episode, we get straight into it. We exchange hair disaster stories, Nasima shares what makes Morocco special, and the best places to go for an authentic experience of her food, music, and culture. And because this is Untamed, we also somehow end up talking about the World Cup. So here is Nasima Igoot, Untamed.
Are you still traumatized from your color situation in, was it Doha?
I was on a curl journey. Yeah.
What happened?
It was a sister trip that I went on. And my little sister's very impulsive. Actually, we're both very impulsive. She's like, I want to get my hair done. And I was like, okay, we'll find somewhere. So she found someone that seemed to have really good reviews and it all looked really nice and their Instagram was good and they've got like salons in Dubai and Poland and everything. So I was like, okay, we'll book an appointment. I'll go with you. Maybe I'll go darker. And that is basically it. Like, it was as simple as I'll go darker and I came back later.
Blonde is what happened.
Yeah.
Was it a language barrier?
No, it was in English and in Arabic, both languages I speak fluently. It was just two cowboy hairdressers that just did what they want. Because he really was convinced that he did a really great job. And at the time I left, I've got a picture of the back of my head at the salon and it looked blended really nicely and it was all quite nice. I think culturally in the Middle East as well, they always know better. So they're just like, yeah, this is what you want, but this is what I'm going to do. Like, and I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not really.
So my first ever dry curly haircut I had in Paris, and I was working in one of the model agencies there, and it was where it was the hairdresser that all the models got sent to. And I got dropped around and he didn't have a word of English and I didn't have definitely not enough French to be able to say anything. And I'd never had my hair cut dry before. And he was wheeling around on a little wheelie chair and like pulling each curl and twisting it and then cutting it. And I was terrified. Best cut I've ever had. Never been able to match it anywhere else around the world. And it was amazing. But it was absolutely terrifying the whole entire time because of the language barrier. And I find in Paris in particular, they do not care if you don't speak the language. And if you don't, they're like, well, that's your fault. I'm not going to switch languages just because you didn't learn it. Mm-hmm. So it was so nerve-wracking. But like I said, best haircut I've ever had in my whole entire life. And it was the most terrifying experience. So yeah, I totally hear you on that. But my goodness. Well, you're on another journey now, I suppose, with your hair.
Did you know that LED light therapy has been clinically proven to reduce redness and inflammation, boost blood circulation and accelerate collagen production? It also improves skin firmness, evens out skin tone and reduces the signs of aging. Since I started using the Current Body LED mask a few years ago, it has dramatically improved my skin tone, texture and firmness and reduced my redness, acne scarring and pigmentation. I don't get as many hormonal breakouts as I used to, and when I do, they fade much faster. My skin feels smoother and firmer, and it looks more youthful, clear, and radiant. The Current Body LED mask is 31% more powerful than others, featuring 132 LED red and near-infrared bulbs embedded into a soft and flexible silicone mask, using their trademark pillow technology, which diffuses the light to maximize skin coverage. It's also won multiple awards and performed the best in independent testing. The Current Body LED mask uses clinically proven wavelengths to reach up to 4 millimeters of skin tissue, stimulating the cells from within using 2 wavelengths. Red light to accelerate collagen production, calm redness and even out skin tone, and near infrared light to boost blood circulation, bringing oxygen to the cells, triggering the body's natural healing process. It's super easy to incorporate the LED mask into your skincare routine as it only takes 10 minutes use, 3 to 5 times a week, which is recommended for optimal results. It doesn't have to be plugged in, so you can use it whenever works best for you. I like to use it when I'm meditating. So if you've been curious about the benefits of LED light therapy and would like to shop the Current Body LED mask, head over to currentbody.com or click the link in the show notes and use code CURLMAVEN for 15% off all Current Body skin devices, including the LED mask. Thank you so much to Current Body for sponsoring this episode.
I think in terms of achievements, it's like maybe in my head, real achievements are like writing a book or like an award or...
Do you want something tangible? You want something tangible that you can go back to your family or your culture or back home in Morocco and say, look, this is a tangible thing that I've achieved.
I think so.
Right.
I think so. Yeah. Because I would never be the type of person to be like, and I've just made X amount of money. Absolutely not. You'll never know. I keep those things to myself. So for me, it's like, it's not about how much money you've got in bank. But I know that for a lot of people, sharing how much they make through social media is their achievement.
So do you know what I think this is? Because I met a new person, married one of my cousins, came into the family and getting to know everyone and asking what you do. And I think, because I saw this playing out in real time whilst I'm also in the conversation, but it was something that was so alien to him that he just could not wrap his head around, that he needed to find something common that he could understand and therefore compare or get to grips with. And for him, it was A, the money, the amount, and B, how are you earning it? What are those streams of income? And I could tell that it was coming from a good place. He wasn't in any way like, tell me your bank balance and I want to know how much money you're making. It was a thing of like, I cannot fathom what you're telling me of what your job is and what you do. So tell me something that I do understand. And for him, that was income and streams of income, which I get. And I think for a lot of people, that is what that thing is of why they're asking or why they want to know. And then from our side of things, how to make them understand. Do you think that that culture and that background has grounded you? And in some ways, I want to say, knowing what my family is like, they will knock you back down to the ground so quick if you have any kind of notions of getting your head in the clouds in whatever way. Do you think that it's done the same for you?
100%. I would get knocked back down, but I would do that to myself. I do that to my sisters. We do it to each other. But also going back home, so my granddad's house, where my aunties still live in Marrakesh, is in the Medina. The same Medina that was affected by the earthquake. And that is my whole childhood is there. And that house has a squat toilet, you know, hole in the ground. Best thing ever, by the way. But it's actually really...
I don't need my family to bring me back down to the ground level. My squat toilet in my granddad's house does it for me.
Literally.
Literally. Right back down to earth in many, many ways.
It's very good for your bowel movements. But that is my culture. Like, that is my family.
Is there that same thing with Morocco, that everything is just about back home is better and we're going to go back?
So my family are not so much like that. However, Moroccans are. There are loads of people that leave Morocco and it's always romanticized as this paradise on earth, which I absolutely am obsessed with my country and I love and I'm so proud of being Moroccan. But you're not going to get the same opportunities work-wise over there. You know, there's a reason why people come here to study and stay. Now, ask me about how my husband and his family are about Colombia. It is 10 times worse. We have very similar cultures. If you take away the alcohol and the pork, it's actually very similar. It's very similar cultures. It's very, very similar, very family orientated, very in touch with their roots. I love Colombia. The Colombian family love Morocco. My family love going there. I think North Africans, specifically Moroccans, because I think we're a little bit more open to kind of Western influences, mesh very well. But yeah, Colombians are very proud.
I love Moroccan culture of what I'm aware of, and I feel like it's my kind of soul home in many ways. So tell me, what do you love and what are the best bits about Moroccan culture and the country and the food, the cuisine, all the things?
So what makes Morocco special, I think, for me, is the people. I think we are very welcoming to, I think sometimes more welcoming to non-Moroccans than actual Moroccans. But that's because we want to share. We want to open our culture. We're just like, come in, have a look and sit with us. And I will break bread with you regardless of your status, which you don't get in the Western world.
Just to indulge me, if I was going to go, where do I have to go and what do I have to do?
So everyone tends to start with Marrakesh, which is, you know, the hub. But the rest of Morocco is absolutely stunning. But if we were going to do a short trip, Marrakesh is a good one, because from Marrakesh, you get the whole experience of the souks, which are basically the markets and things like that, the restaurants, the Medina, staying in the Medina and the Riads. But then you could do a day trip up to the mountains, and that's where you'll find the villages where the locals, the indigenous people of Morocco, they're called Amazigh, also formerly known as Berber, but people don't use that anymore. So my dad's family are Amazigh, and they're the sweetest people in the world. But some of the best Moroccan food I've ever had had been in those villages. So you'll go there, you could do a day, you could stay in a hotel up there in the mountains and do a little trek. So then you could also do a day trip out to, it's like a mini desert, just half an hour out of Marrakesh. And you might have seen, I stayed in like these domes one year. And I, funnily enough, first saw and heard about these domes when Desi Perkins, like US influencer, went on a birthday trip to Morocco. And I was like, what is this? I've never seen this before.
And we're like, excuse me, this is my country. I should be happy to learn anything.
Not an American telling me. Such a cool experience. You're literally in a dome in a desert. Yeah. So that's like the things that you can do around Marrakesh if you've got like a 3-4-5 day trip. If you could do longer, going down to Agadir in the south, but stopping at Essaouira. Essaouira is like our hippie town. It's a seaside town. It's where our genre of the Moroccan equivalent of reggae, which is Gnawa music, is at. It's so cool. There's loads of music festivals there. And then you go down to, so the further south you go, the more Amazigh it gets and the more Berber it gets, which is quite nice. Agadir is one of my favorite cities.
So talk to me about, because I'm obviously familiar with the term Berbers. I think that's different to Bedouin. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah. Bedouins are from.
Got it. So then why, when you said the word that I don't want to try and butcher, but you're like, that's what they're known as.
Amazigh. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
So why did the name change? Or was it like, oh no, the Berber is just, that's a Western thing that you called us, but we've always been the other one.
That's, yeah, because it comes from barbaric. And that's basically it. So it's kind of like decolonizing that name and going back to what we call ourselves, which is Amazigh.
So like, for example, my name is Sicilian. And if I was ever heard calling myself Italian, my grandma would have a lot to say about that. She's like, you are not Italian, you are Sicilian. And there is a difference. Is there anything like that in your culture?
Yeah, this debate and argument is bigger online than it is in society. And it all kicked off again in the World Cup. And it always kicks off where this like, the identity of Moroccans, like, well, if you claim Arab, then you're kind of going with the colonizers. And in reality, when you go to Morocco, absolutely nobody cares. Morocco is Moroccan. Nobody cares.
And is that what you would describe yourself as? Like if someone said, who are you? You're like, I'm Moroccan. You were British or anything like that would never come into it.
Yes, in theory, I would say British Moroccan, but I feel like the British side doesn't accept me to be British. And it's like, well, no, I'm very much born and bred, born Moroccan. I'm Moroccan. My parents are both Moroccan. That's who I am. That's my DNA. That's my nationality. And that's my ethnicity. But for those that need to know, it's like, well, yeah, I'm British. And that gives you a different status in different parts of the world. So in the US, I'm British.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Because it's just different parts of the world. It's like, which one are you going to claim? But when you first meet me, the I will only ever say Moroccan, ever. I would never dilute it with something else because ethnically, I'm not British. I'm not English.
Are there any cultural or historical big moments that you've been a part of or present for or experienced or anything like that?
The World Cup! It was so much fun!
If anybody doubted or weren't sure that you were Moroccan and they were following you in the World Cup, they would know then.
You know, it's really funny. I'm not like flags everywhere, loud and proud at all. Like I said, I'm not even a big football fan. But there was something about that team, that year, it was so much fun. I didn't think that I'd get core memories in my 30s like that. And that was a core memory that like I feel very proud of.
If you could start any rumor about yourself, what would it be?
So unhinged. Okay. I'm very, like, since becoming a mom, it's been more curvaceous than before. But my sisters, all of us, we have big bums. That is our body shape. And when BBL started to become popular, people would ask me if I got one. And I'm like, so I would start a rumor that I got a BBL.
Oh my goodness, that's so good. What a wild topic to end on. But that's part of the fun of the Untamed episodes. They're a little all over the place, but sometimes the best conversations are. I loved how Nasima's family keep her grounded and humble. And as someone who loves Morocco but has never been, I found the origins of the term Berber fascinating. Make sure to listen to Nasima's full episode if you haven't already. I'll leave links to her social media in the show notes. But before you go, here's a little feature of who's coming up in next week's episode called Guess the Guest.
So I think I'm undefined by business in terms of I don't feel like I necessarily do it in the way that lots of people do it. Sometimes I think maybe I'm a bit of a fraud, but I feel like I'm undefined by how you're meant to be and what you're meant to do. And I think a lot of people come from it with like data statistics. I come from it with intuition. Things have to feel right. And that's how I do business. And I think that's quite unusual.
Thank you so much for listening. Please hit the follow button and give it a 5-star rating as it'll really help get this independent podcast off the ground and make it a success. You can find me on Instagram at Curl Maven or this podcast at Undefined By, or you can send me an email at hello@undefinedby.com with any questions, suggestions, or guest requests. And remember, you can get 15% off all Current Body Skin devices at currentbody.com using code CURLMAVEN. I'll leave the link and all the details in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening. Please hit the follow button and give it a 5-star rating as it will really help get this independent podcast off the ground and make it a success so I can bring you more incredible conversations with guests just like this one. I'll chat to you in the next episode out on Monday. Bye.